Internet News. I'm Jason Taylor. A Columbia nurse in mid-Missouri has pleaded guilty to healthcare fraud for submitting Medicaid claims for treatment never delivered to residents at a group home. 49-year-old Melissa DeLapp falsely stated she performed assessments on residents, including Carl DeBrody, who died 8 months before he was reported missing. DeLapp faces up to 10 years in prison without parole. Missouri State University in Springfield has opened the fall semester with its second highest enrollment ever. There were more than 21,300 students enrolled yesterday. The Missouri Farm Bureau has released results of its annual straw poll conducted at the State Fair in Sedalia. Bill Wise reports.
The organization's survey proved to be a landslide for Republican U.S. Senate candidate Josh Hawley. The state's sitting attorney general soundly defeated Democrat incumbent Senator Claire McCaskill by a nearly 46-point margin, 73% to 27%. The unscientific poll also reflected support for a ballot measure, Proposition D, that would hike the state's motor fuel tax by 10 cents per gallon over 4 years. Proposition D prevailed in the straw poll by a nearly 18-point margin. Fairgoers who visited the Missouri Farm Bureau building cast 2,655 ballots in the straw poll, which has been held at the state fair since 1980. Both the U.S. Senate race and Proposition D will be on the November 6th ballot. The Farm Bureau claims its poll, although non-scientific, provides an accurate pulse of the political mood of rural Missourians.
Missouri's K-12 public schools have a $200 million transportation funding shortage. The State Department of Elementary and Secondary Education is considering a proposed budget that would request more money over 9 years to fully fund busing costs. Board member Peter Hershen says he would like to achieve full funding sooner rather than later.
That's been a thorn under everybody's side for a long, long time, the lack of funding on transportation.
In previous years, the department's used a similar approach to try and close the gap in the underfunded formula to pay for public schools. St. Louis police have opened an investigation into a deadly crash in Berkeley that involved police officers. The department initially said officers were not involved in a chase in which the suspects crashed. A former school teacher in South Central Missouri's Lebanon was sentenced yesterday in a case of sexual misconduct with a student. 31-year-old Elizabeth Morgan was given 2 years of tracking probation with Child Protective Services after being fired in January. Governor Mike Parson announced a drought aid package yesterday for the state's farmers. The relief plan includes access to public water from which farmers can pump water out and a lottery to harvest hay from state land. Greg Buckman with the Missouri Cattlemen's Association was highly complimentary of the governor and state agencies for providing quick aid for farmers.
The fact that you guys have come together and helped us create some relief in the stress points right away instead of 2 or 3 months after it does no good.
86 of the state's 114 counties are under a drought alert. You're listening to Missouri Net News.